You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Did you also lodge a complaint against Ola or Uber? You know, more than 3,000 complaints have been registered in a little over a year by consumers across the country against the cab aggregators. Stay tuned to know what the government is doing about it. Hello and welcome back to Top News Podcast on CNBCTV18.com. This is your host Kanishka Sarkar and I'm back here with the latest in stock markets, why Zillingo fired CEO Ankiti Bose, what's happening at Meta and more on the economy and politics. First up, here's how the markets fared on May 20th. Bulls are back on D Street as Sensex and Nifty ended nearly 3% higher amid strength in Asian markets and US equity futures. Sensex closed 500 points higher at 64,326, whereas the Nifty index closed 456 points higher at 16,266. All the sectoral indices logged strong gains, with metal, pharma, capital goods, PSU bank and realty indices up 3-4% each. Shares of technology companies like Infosys, Mindtree, Tech Mahindra and Wipro were also among those that made a comeback after the sector suffered its worst fall in the past 2 years in the previous session. Nifty IT had declined 5.7% on Thursday, following overall weakness in the market, even as the rupee was near its weakest level against the US dollar. Today, the sectoral index recovered almost 2%. Coforge, Tech Mahindra and Infosys were the top sector gainers. Paytm shares were in focus. The stock rose about 5% ahead of its quarterly earnings due today. It ended 3.9% higher at 575 rupees on the BSE. Another stock that was in focus was Ashok Leyland, which jumped more than 8% during the day after the company beat CNBC TV 18 poll estimates on all fronts: profit, revenue, EBITDA and margin. Godrej Consumer Products share price, however, declined for the second straight day after the company reported a weak performance for the January to March quarter, missing street estimates as inflationary pressure led the firm's margin to slip even more than expected. The stock fell more than 5% in intraday and ended 4.4% lower. Moving on, sources have told CNBC TV 18 that SEBI has developed algos to spot front-running by employees at funds and brokerages. They said that the incidence of front-running by a fund manager and a trader at a mutual fund hasn't come as a complete surprise to SEBI. As per the sources, the regulator has been using its database to spot front-running based on synchronized movement in prices of stocks purchased by funds on the day of the purchase. Meanwhile, TRAI is in talks with telcos to implement caller ID feature to combat spam calls. A TRAI official told CNBC TV 18 that the regulator is looking to devise a system that would allow service providers to display the name of the caller alongside the number. As per the official, the name to be displayed will be as per KYC, that is Know Your Customer details, shared by the subscriber of that particular number. TRAI is also likely to leverage AI and machine learning to target unsolicited commercial calls, the official said, and added that the regulator is in talks with telecom service providers to develop these kind of tools. Next up, unhappy with the responses shared in person by online cab aggregators Ola and Uber, Central Consumer Protection Authority, that is CCPA, that monitors consumer protection rights in India, has issued a notice to them noting serious violations and unfair trade practices. These two companies have been asked to respond within 15 days. More than 3,000 complaints have been lodged in a little over a year by consumers across the country against these cab aggregators. According to the National Consumer Helpline, 2,482 complaints were against Ola and 770 grievances were registered against Uber from April 1, 2021 to May 1, 2022. Some of these issues raised by CCPA in the notices include lack of proper consumer grievance mechanism, deficiency in service, unreasonable levy of cancellation charges, among others. Moving on to an update on the economy. Global brokerage CLSA says that it expects India's inflation average at 6.3% for the financial year 2023 and insisted on the need for RBI to hike key rate by at least 100 basis points. This equals to 1 percentage point. CLSA's estimate is lower than the projection made by India Ratings and Research on Thursday, which said the average headline inflation is set to accelerate to a 9-year high of 6.9% in FY23, and that the RBI may go for more rate hikes during the fiscal. Next up, Jet Airways has been granted the permit to resume commercial flights. It was granted Air Operator Certificate, that is AOC, after completing 2 proving flights. A total of 5 landings have to be done by aircraft to successfully complete its proving flights. With DGC officials on board, the airline successfully operated 5 proving flights on May 15th and 17th. The airline plans to start commercial flight operations in the July to September quarter this year. Moving on, the Central Bureau of Investigation, that is CBI, has filed a fresh case against former Bihar Chief Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav and his daughter on the charge of taking land from aspirants in return for jobs in the railway. And the probing agency conducted searches at 17 locations in Delhi and Bihar. The alleged land for jobs scam pertains to the period when Lalu Prasad Yadav was the railway minister in the UPA government. The agency has registered an FIR under IPC Section 120B, which deals with criminal conspiracy under Provisions of Prevention of Corruption Act. It is alleged that several prime properties were given to Yadav family in exchange for jobs in railways under his term from 2008 to 2009. Next up, Congress leader Navjot Singh Sidhu surrendered in a Patiala court today, a day after the Supreme Court sentenced him to 1 year rigorous imprisonment in a 1988 road rage case. Earlier in the day, Sidhu had sought a week's time to surrender, citing some medical conditions. However, the top court has asked Sidhu's lawyer to move a proper application on this and mention it before the CJI bench. Moving on, Singapore-based B2B fashion retailer Zalingo has fired co-founder and CEO Ankiti Bose following an independent investigation into complaints of serious financial irregularities. Bose was suspended on March 31st after allegations of discrepancies in company's accounts. The Sequoia Capital India and Temasek-backed firm has maintained that Bose's suspension over the alleged discrepancies was a board decision and not by any individual investor. Lastly, a report says that employees at Meta are prohibited from talking about abortion as it is a subject that can lead people to feel targeted and the firm may be seen as a hostile work environment. This is what they were told by a company executive yesterday. During a meeting with the entire staff, the HR said, even if people are respectful and they're attempting to be respectful about their view on abortion, it can still leave people feeling like they're being targeted based on their gender or religion, the report said. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back next week with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.